Hello and welcome to the Health After 30 podcast. In today's episode, I'm going to talk about ravenous cravings and I'm going to give you five effective ways of how to manage them. So stay tuned. Welcome to the Health After 30 podcast. I'm Alana Bonneman, naturopath and holistic nutritionist. This podcast is dedicated to reclaiming your health by harnessing yourself as your biggest asset. Get ready, because this is where we stand up for your body's ability to heal, go against outdated norms, and say yes to change, creating true and lasting health success, all from the inside out. Thank you so much for being here. This is the Health After 30 podcast, and let's get started. So when we have cravings, it's often our body telling us something. And I want to tell you a story of when I was going through university. Health science degree, majoring in naturopathy, subject was nutrition, and I literally tried every single diet. I was eating everything that was health promoting. Fresh vegetables, vitamin rich, fiber, protein, antioxidants, anti-inflammatory, all the good things that nutrition had to give, and not so much of the quote unquote bad things. And more or less, I guess everyone knows this. Everyone knows that vegetables are good, water is good, too much sugar, not so good. But nevertheless, there's an epidemic of disease and of unhealthy eating habits, like overeating, binge eating, and all the rest of it. So for example, even if you know how to eat well, and you do eat well throughout the day, it might be common for one to kind of get to the end of the day and smash two blocks of chocolates or just devour a bag of chips because you feel like it. And the reason why we have these cravings, well, there's several reasons, but a lot of it stems from what we've learned throughout our life, but also what kind of was instilled in us in a child. Sometimes we eat food out of habitual reasons, like we get up in the morning, it's breakfast time, let's have breakfast, or it's dinner time, let's have dinner because it's time, or I'm going out for lunch, so I need to eat to keep my friend company. You know, these are habits. We also eat out of boredom or stress, or there's emotional eating, or you're just really hungry, and of course you eat. But the thing is with cravings, the reason why you can't just kind of discipline yourself out of cravings or just starve yourself or restrict yourself is that your internal guidance doesn't really allow it. So imagine inside your body, you have a ship, like a really large ship, like the Titanic. You have a Titanic within you and it's cruising through its day. It's cruising through the Atlantic and it sees up ahead, like there's a craving that it wants. And you as the captain who is kind of sitting in the driver's seat thinks, nope, I don't want to do that. I'm going to like turn this ship left, like quick left, miss the iceberg and kind of get around it. You can understand from the sheer volume of this large vessel that a simple like left turn of the wheel isn't going to change that. And so this is sometimes how we can think of certain instilled behaviors and habits that we have. It's not necessarily your fault and it's not something that you can kind of trick yourself out of because you've got this drive within you, which is still going to go back to the way that it knows how to drive. But the good news in all of this is these are just learned habits that you have and one just needs to start to unlearn these habits. And not only unlearn habits, but also put in things throughout your day that's going to make these like ravenous cravings less ravenous when they do show up. So I'm going to share with you, like promise, five ways in how to manage these. So the first thing we want to do is not restrict any food. Research shows that if we restrict food, it just makes us want it more. It turns into the forbidden fruit. And going back to the inner ship within you, if you're constantly trying to trick yourself and saying, I'm not going to have it, I'm not going to have it, I'm not going to have it, like your internal drive will eventually make you want it And then it comes down to like more of a psychological trauma almost. You know, you feel like you're giving in, you feel guilty, you feel shame because you're eating these foods when in fact, just to enjoy the food in the first place, allow that, it's totally fine, and then get on with your day would have been a lot like a better approach to it. Because the truth is if there are any food that you're restricting, and if you feel like you might kind of go and just keep eating more and more and more of it, the thing is if you're eating a certain food day in, day out, you know, several times a day, like your body's going to crave something different in the end. Whether you're eating a salad all day, day in, day out, it's going to ask for cake. And whether you're eating cake all day, day in, day out, it's going to ask for a salad. So the variety in what you need is important. The second thing is to balance your blood sugar levels. So throughout the day, or every time we eat, food goes into our bodies, the natural sugars from that go into our bloodstream, and it spikes our blood sugar levels. Naturally, our blood sugar levels will then also drop, and depending on what we've eaten, they might go slowly or they might drop fast. And if they do drop fast, then you might be feeling, you might be wanting a pick-me-up, you might be craving, I don't know, something like a Snickers bar, just like this easy energy for your body to kind of get their blood sugars level, yeah, but your blood sugar levels up again. So a way to kind of balance these blood sugar levels is just by eating regular meals. And it is just as easy as it sounds. So not waiting until you're ravenously hungry, but when you feel that your body is getting hungry, eat some food. And as a broad blanket thing, that for most people, not everyone, but most people, eating kind of throughout the day is the usual way to kind of balance these blood sugar levels. So the third thing is to avoid artificial sweeteners. Now, this is kind of contrary to popular like belief, because there has been a massive substituting of real sugar for artificial sweeteners. But these, while they have less calories and sugar in them, they don't keep the sugar cravings at bay or help with weight loss for that matter either. So there are sweeteners like NutraSweet or Equal, this is aspartame, Splenda, which is sucralose, Sweet and Low, and they're known to be unnaturally sweet, like really, really sweet, like just not what sugar tastes like. So if you have these in the morning, if you add them to your coffee, what actually happens is the sweetness of these artificial sweeteners acclimatize your taste buds to a sweeter palate. And it's so extreme that no other meal throughout the day is going to match that level of sweetness. But in the end, it'll just leave you craving something even sweeter. And it'll be really, really hard to match. So the fourth thing is eating more protein. And this kind of ties in to number two, which is balancing your blood sugar levels, because this is what kind of prevents that spike and that dip. Now, when you hear protein, please don't think that's just the powder that ripped bodybuilders use, because it's not. Protein is in yogurt, it's in eggs, it's in beans, it's in meat and fish. We need protein. It's super important for us. And when it comes to our blood sugar levels, and when it comes to kind of managing ravenous hunger or cravings, it's essential. So when we have a protein with our meal, let's say that's yogurt in the morning with our muesli or and fruit, whether it's eggs in an omelet, perhaps it's cheese with a salad, perhaps it's meat and vegetables, perhaps it's a bean salad, whatever it is, when we have these proteins with our foods, it lets let the natural sugars go into our bloodstream at a really stable and sustainable rate. And then it's not such a sharp crash after, for example, just eating an apple. It'll kind of carry our blood sugar levels and slowly dip. So instead of just having an apple for a snack, think of having an apple and perhaps a little bit of Parmesan cheese with it. It's actually a snack I eat all the time, but it just kind of stabilizes those blood sugar levels. And the fifth thing is for when the cravings do hit, don't ignore them. And this comes down to kind of relearning what we're doing with this titanic ship within us. So let's just say you've had a massive day and you've come home and you just want to sit on the couch and eat some chocolate. There's nothing wrong with that. But if you are not wanting to just eat these foods and have these cravings, before you go and grab for the first or the second bar of chocolate, just bring it into your foremind why, well, what you're doing and why you're doing it. Are you doing it because you're bored? Are you doing it because you're stressed? Are you doing it because you need to let off some steam? And then just before you eat something, just take an intentional deep breath in and deep breath out. And then spend the next 15 minutes doing something else. Listen to music, scroll on social media, call a friend, have a shower, whatever it is, just to kind of acknowledge what you wanted and then to do something else. And then after 15 minutes, come back. And if you still feel like eating it, then enjoy it and do that. And if you don't, maybe you were just eating, out of boredom or out of stress. So just to recap the five things to manage ravenous cravings, it's 1, don't restrict foods. 2, balance your sugar levels. 3, avoid artificial sweeteners. 4, enjoy protein with every meal and snack. And 5, when the craving does hit, just sit with yourself, take a deep breath, do something for 15 minutes, and then come back. So as you can see, it's not just about the food and not just about the nutrition, and it's not just about your internal compass either. It's a mixture of the both, and when you start putting these together, it's an absolute game changer, not just for your cravings, but for your overall health. That being said, something exciting is coming soon, so watch this space. But for now, be well, and I'll catch you next time.